From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another global effort to resolve the Syrian crisis. Syria's conflict will be high on the agenda for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who embarks Thursday on a trip to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Vienna, world powers Saturday will launch the second round of talks on Syria's political future. Regional analyst David Lesh of Trinity University says while the talks bring 17 world powers, the UN and EU together on ways to end the nearly five-year civil war, differences remain.
There are wide gaps between many of the participants, those that support the Syrian government and those that are against the Syrian government, particularly over the disposition of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. One of the biggest problems is the nature of the opposition, which has been fragmented from the beginning and still is fragmented.
He says Syria, along with allies Iran and Russia, view almost all the opposition in Syria as terrorists and therefore unacceptable as negotiating partners. Speaking Wednesday at a meeting on Malta among European and African officials, French President François Hollande said Africa needs more international development and aid in order to curb the flow of migrants to Europe.
L'enjeu, c'est de limiter.
Mr. Hollande says what is at stake is to limit immigration and make development a key part of the solution. He says most migrants are from Eritrea and Sudan and called for maximum pressure on their leaders to mend a serious situation. Meanwhile, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says African leaders are the key to solving the issue.
I believe that we are today in a position that was unimaginable even 7-8 months ago.
The two-day summit, which ends Thursday, is focusing on the reasons why people are leaving their home countries. Europe has offered nearly $2 billion in aid to African countries. This is VOA News.